This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Without a fair contract.
Demands on the picket line in Philadelphia after tens of thousands of dock workers went on strike from Maine all the way to Texas when their contracts expired overnight. Boise Butler heads Philly's Longshoremen's Union.
They ripped off the whole industry. They ripped the government off and every damn body else during COVID. Okay, now we want them to pay back.
Wages and automation, the main sticking points. Rutgers labor relations expert Todd Vachon.
There hasn't been a strike at the ports on the East Coast since 1977, and the impact here is far-reaching and will be long-lasting if the strike lasts more than a few days, which really demonstrates the power and the important role that the ILA and port workers play.
Israel launched a limited ground operation into southern Lebanon today. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari said the Hezbollah targets Israel is going after threaten towns along the border with Lebanon.
Hezbollah turned Lebanese villages next to Israeli villages into military bases for an attack on Israel.
Hagari said Hezbollah has turned those villages into a staging ground for an October 7th-style attack on Israeli homes in the north.
Days after Hurricane Helene devastated the southeast, the newly homeless are figuring out what to do next. Among them, Aaron Smith, his wife, and two young sons in Batcave, North Carolina.
We have one suitcase, really, and so trying to figure out four people and a dog out of one suitcase. It's just surreal.
The death toll from the storm has surpassed 130. The vice presidential candidates debate here at our CBS News Broadcast Center in New York tonight. Correspondent Major Garrett.
For Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, the mandate is to enhance and extend the momentum, the energy, the excitement, the fundraising that Kamala Harris has created around her campaign and not do anything to detract from any of those things. So enhance, extend. For J.D. Vance, he has to reframe and rebound.
Abortions once again legal in Georgia until the 22nd week of pregnancy. A judge has struck down a 6-week ban signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp in 2019. The state says it plans to appeal immediately. Charlie Hustle has died. Pete Rose made history in 1985, breaking Ty Cobb's record for career hits, only to get banned from the game for placing wagers on his own team. He spoke about ruining his chances for the league's top honor past May.
The Hall of Fame is for the individual, his family, and his fans. I screwed up. I know that. But I didn't kill anybody. Okay, I bet on baseball.
Pete Rose was 83. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight's Racine City Council meeting might not last long. 6 council members are threatening a boycott to protest what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of power. The boycotting members claim the mayor has restricted their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. With an open seat on the council, the absence of all 6 alders would prevent a quorum, potentially bringing city business to a standstill. A high-speed pursuit in Racine County last night ended in a crash at 4 Mile in North Main. Initial reports indicate that a person was trapped in the vehicle with Caledonia Fire having to rip them out. We're working on learning more about any possible injuries. A plea deal is likely for the former Racine County Sheriff's deputy facing 40 felony charges. The initial allegations against Preston Kite involved exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials. Additional charges included exposing himself to a child and other sex offenses not suitable to mention. Kite was in court yesterday with court records saying a plea is being worked on. A hearing was set for the end of November. And Case High hosts an event this week for teens looking for careers in trades. It's called Teens and Trades Day Friday, with the event aimed at sparking interest in non-traditional careers. The event focuses on fields such as construction, manufacturing, and other skilled trades. Over 800 kids showed up last year. There's a sign-up on the RUSD website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason. First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in week four.
You got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished. When you look at it, we've had two tight games that we've lost, and we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those positions where they do cost you.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're gradually going to see the wind dying down here through the day. Our high 66, the wind northwest, 15 to 25 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 47 tomorrow. Sunshine, 71 on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
All we do is argue. That's it. We was boyfriend and girlfriend, we was happy. Now all we do is argue. You ever argue with a female and in the middle of the argument you no longer feel safe? You know what I'm talking about? Because of her actions, like she might start pacing back and forth real fast, breathing out her nose. You know what my girl do? When she get mad, she start talking in the third person. That's scary as hell, because that's her way of telling me that from this point on, she's not responsible for none of her actions. I'm serious though. It's like she forget that she real for like 5 minutes. She just start yelling, you know. You know, Kevin, you know what your problem is? See, you don't think Tori crazy, do you? Baby, I thought you was Tori. see, you think she playing, huh? Wait a minute. I got so scared I start talking to third person. No, Kevin, don't. He don't think she playing. He just don't know where she at. It's dark in here. He can't see her. He don't like this game. He don't want to play this no more.
All right, we're going to talk murder. You know there's been a murder committed? Yeah, you're going to have to solve it. We're going to talk about that. Melissa Donaldson is here. Normally here with the Racine Public Library. Today, she's here as part of the Big Sisters of Greater Racine. Before we talk about the murder that took place, and people are going to have to figure out who did it, let's talk about Big Sisters of Racine. Let's talk about that. What is that?
So we are a small nonprofit mentor organization. So our mission is to help mentor young women in our community by pairing them up with a volunteer big sister.
And now, where do the young girls come from?
They're from our community. So we...
Are these girls that have like home problems?
No,
or
not necessarily.
They just don't have a sister or brother to help them out.
Or just a friend, you know, like yeah. It's like somebody outside of their situation.
You know, I always wished I had done something like that. But I'm a lazy person, so I don't. I'm so happy there are people like you that aren't lazy. So how many young girls do you have come in and look for a big sister? A lot?
So right now we have 25 matches. Whoa. So those are 25 girls who are paired with a big sister. We do still have a waiting list of about 10 to 11 girls who are still waiting for a big sister. So if anybody is interested...
So you need the big sisters now.
We need big sisters.
Yeah, you have an abundance of people who need them though.
Yes.
So where do the big, what do they do?
We just ask that they do an outing with the girls at least once a month. There's also activities that the organization puts on where all the matches come together to do an activity. So like, for example, last Saturday they came to the library, to the innovation lab, and the girls and their big sisters learned about coding. Next month, they're going to go make pizza and play board games.
So all right, wait a second. Now we're talking here. Okay, wait, pizza and board games. Yes. Now we're talking. Now you got my interest.
Yeah, so they're going to learn how they're going to make their own pizzas.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
play
good.
Board games together. And then December, we do a holiday party. So they'll have the holiday party with a visit from Santa, and we give all the girls a gift.
Well, that's great. How old are the girls in general around?
Anywhere between like 5 and they can age out when they graduate from high school. So we've had quite a few age out.
Man, you got the whole gambit. Yeah. Do the girls ever come back and become big sisters?
Yeah, we've had a couple who have come back.
That's great.
Yeah, and we've even had a couple that have come back and been board members. So we're always on the look for board members too. So even if you can't volunteer to help with a girl, maybe you would want to be on the board. So we're always looking for women to be on our board.
Well, that's just great. That's mm-hmm. It's great that something's around like that. And of course, it doesn't cost the girls anything, which brings us to the fundraiser.
Right.
Because everything takes money. You can't run the world without money. And you came up with something pretty unique, Murder at the Masquerade, a murder mystery dinner.
Yeah, so our fall fundraiser this year is going to be a murder mystery put on by the Murder Mystery Company. It's going to be held at Infocinos on Friday, October 18th. The doors open at 5:30 and dinner will be served at around 6:20. Anybody who comes will be asked if they want to participate. You don't have to participate, but it's kind of fun to see who does participate. I've been to a couple of these and it's fun to see the audience get involved. So it's a very interactive show. You'll have the actors go around and they'll, during dinner, they'll do different things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we picked Murder at the Masquerade as our murder that we're going to be solving that day. And we're really excited. Everybody's dressed as cocktail attire. And mm-hmm. if you'd like to wear a mask, you can do that as well. We'll also have a few available for sale at the fundraiser.
Now, the tickets are $60. That includes the dinner?
Yep, that includes dinner.
Because the dinner at Infocinos is worth that price alone.
Mm-hmm.
They have some of the best Italian, they have the best Italian food. I love their lasagna. They bake it right there in your dish, and it's just great. And so somebody's murdered.
Yep.
And the audience has to try to kind of figure it out.
Yep.
Yeah. I just saw Murder on the Orient Express at the Racine Theater Guild on Sunday.
Was it good?
Yeah, you want me to tell you the ending?
Yeah, I already know the ending.
I did too, because I've seen the movie.
Right.
I've seen two versions of the movie before, so I knew what it was. Still great. The sets were spectacular.
That's awesome.
Had the train sets, and the acting there's always top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you know the ending, it doesn't make a difference. I've seen so many movies over and over where I know the ending. I mean,
still enjoy the show.
George Bailey is going to be okay at the end. He's not going to commit suicide, but just don't watch it. It's a Wonderful Life a million times. Murder at the Masquerade. Now, it's coming up on October 18th, which is just, today's the first, so 17 days from now. So where do you get the tickets?
You'll buy the tickets online on our website at bigsistersracine.org. And there's a registration button right on the homepage that you can just click and it'll take you to the registration page.
Oh, here it is at the bottom. I didn't have it there. Registration at bigsistersracine.org. And then there's a //. But yeah. If you go to the main website, you'll find it.
Yep.
Well, that's just great. Murder mystery dinner.
Yeah. And so not only will we have the murder mystery dinner, but we're going to do a 50-50 raffle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A silent auction and a gift card tree raffle. So.
Oh, okay.
So we're really excited. So there's other things where you can win prizes as well.
Now, it's not sold out yet, is it?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
No.
Because you want to get people to buy tickets off what we're doing now. Now, when you get to dinner, do you get to choose or is this already planned out?
It's already planned out it's going to be served family style at the table.
Okay.
So it'll not quite a plated dinner, but they did a fantastic time when we did our comedy night there 1 year. So,
I at the 50-50 raffle at Racine Theater Guild, this is several years ago, I won 3 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. And looked
lucky.
Like the fix was in. Well, the third time, I wouldn't raise my hand. I had somebody else do it. Behind me. What am I going to do? 3 times? They'll say, the fix is in. This guy's, I remember him. Because when you go to the Theater Guild and you have season tickets, the same people sit around you for every show. And I'm kind of a big person where I would stick out. So the first 2 times I took the money, the third time I said, here, you raise your hand.
Yeah, and we've had some great 50-50 winners in the past. They've won the money and then donated it right back to the organization. So we're so appreciative of
that. My wife and I have done that, too. We take the money. We're not talking thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. Probably about $100 you can get. And give it back because they need the money.
We've been very appreciative.
We're talking to Melissa Donaldson. She's from Big Sisters of Greater Racine. They're putting on their big fundraiser. We'll talk about that, give a recap for you in just a moment. Here at WRGN Local News, Timeless Hits.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Melissa Donaldson is here. Today she's here on behalf of Big Sisters of Greater Racine, who do a great job mentoring women, young girls and women, who don't have any mentors. And maybe they're only children. Maybe they come from a home that's not so good. And it's nice to have a friend, somebody you can hang with, somebody who can understand you, and hang with that other woman, which is really good. So you do that. And the fundraiser coming up is... It's 17 days from today. That would make, let me do some calculations here. Hold on, 1, 2, 3, carry the 2, divided by 6. It's October 18th, and that's going to be at Infusino's, right there on Rapids Drive. I assume that's the Infusino's we're talking about on Rapids Drive.
Yep.
A beautiful banquet hall there, and cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6:20, murder at 6:21. Now, it's not going to be one of the guests you're going to kill, is it?
No, I don't.
Okay,
think
okay.
So.
No, it's not one of the guests. Okay, so you'll be able to go home that night. It's by the Murder Mystery Company, and it should be a lot of fun. Murder Mystery Dinner. It's Murder at the Masquerade. It's a fundraiser for Big Sisters of Greater Racine. And again, the price is $60 per person. That includes dinner at Infusino's, and you get to watch the murder take place. You like murder mysteries? I love them.
I do. It's just, it's a fun, interactive entertainment. It's not on a screen. You get to interact with people. So that's a lot of fun.
Well, I watch Dateline all the time.
Okay.
Dateline 2020. I have every episode on DVD of Columbo. Columbo is the oddest murder mystery I've ever seen because they tell you in the first 10 minutes who did it, how they did it, and why they did it. So you know everything. There's no, you know, guessing of who murdered who. It's just a cat and mouse game. Now you got to watch Columbo try to figure it out. You already know the answer.
Okay.
And that's fun because watching Columbo do that. My wife and I always watch Agatha Christie movies.
Okay.
Because Hercule Poirot, it takes a while to learn his name. Hercule Poirot, we love the way he solves them. I mean, he just does a great job. We love murder mysteries. One of my favorites is Knives Out. Have you ever seen that movie?
Mm-mm. No.
It came out a couple of years ago. They made some sequels since. It starred Daniel Craig as an investigator, and there's a murder takes place, a death in this house, and there's so many suspects. Everybody's got a reason. You know, it's one of these Agatha Christie things, but everybody's got a reason to do it. And how he solves it is really good. Now, we know who did it because halfway through we find out, but now he's got to figure it out.
That's good.
And every one of the relatives has a reason for lying.
It's kind of like Clue.
Except one person who can't lie, because every time she lies, she throws up.
Ooh.
So he knows when she's lying. So
it's kind of gross.
Well, but that, you know, she's telling the truth.
Because, that's true.
So that's good. All right. So this is really good. I'm very happy for you. This is a great event. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, it's just for us, fundraising is always a big thing for our working board. Because we are a small nonprofit, our budget is right around $50,000 each year.
And
And we have to raise that money every year. So if you come out and support us, this money will get put to good use.
I'm going to do a quick review of it just so people know, because people come in and out. They say, what are you talking about? Murder at the Masquerade, a murder mystery dinner with a special performance given by some experts who know how to do this. The Murder Mystery Company. It's at Infusino's on Rapids Drive. It's coming up Friday, October 18th. Ticket's $60. The dress is cocktail attire and mask is optional. We're not talking about a COVID mask. We're talking about like a masquerade ball mask.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't have to wear a COVID mask. And they also sell the mask there. And if you ever seen one of these like Phantom of the Opera things where they go to the cocktail parties and everybody wears the mask, that's what they're talking about. Cocktail served at 5:30, dinner at 6:20. There'll be a 50-50 raffle, silent auction, gift card, tree raffle. And it's a fundraiser for Big Sisters of Greater Racine. You want to register? Go to BigSistersRacine.org. Big Sisters Racine, that's plural, BigSistersRacine.org. Check it out. And somebody's going to be murdered that night. I don't know. It's up to you and the audience to figure out who did it.
Yes. Yeah. We have some great silent auctions. For example, we have a Green Bay Packers signed football by all the team members from last year.
Okay, that's good.
A Milwaukee Museum 4-pack of tickets, Milwaukee Admirals blue tickets. So, and we have more donations coming in every day. So it should be a great silent auction.
All right, we'll plug it a few times during the weeks leading up to it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Get people out there. All right. Melissa, let us know who, when you come in next time for the library, who got murdered and who did it.
Definitely.
Or as James Cagney said in Mr. Roberts, who did it? Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Melissa Donaldson, it's Murder at the Masquerade again. It's October 18th. It's a fundraiser for Big Sisters of Racine at Infusino's. And by the way, that price includes all the great food from Infusino's. Really nice place. 7:23 WRJM Local News. Timeless Hits.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. Had a quarrel, a lover's spat. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter.
dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
Elvis from Girls, 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 return to sender at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits on a, what is today already? You know, today I thought it was Wednesday, and I came in, I gave, my wife and I do our little, give a little note each morning. We text each other, and usually mine have to do with a day of the week. And I said, Wednesday's a very special day because, and it turns out today was Tuesday. And I forgot. And I just looked on the screen. It says Tuesday. I said, wait a second. Did I make a mistake? Or is it, you know, what is it? But it turns out, yeah, it's Tuesday today, October 1st. And guess what it's time for? Yep, 7:26. Time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Once upon a wartime, a fresh-faced young man in a private's uniform ambled into a dark little canteen in New York City. Daisy and Doris noticed him immediately as he passed the tiny round table at which the pretty sisters were sitting. They invited him to stop and chat a while. The young soldier smiled, introduced himself in a soft southern accent. His name was Gene. Something to drink, Daisy asked. Beer, thanks. Took a very little time for the girls to discover Gene's reflective nature and his eagerness to share his reflections. Europe seemed so far away, he told them. He'd never even met anyone from Germany, and now he's being sent across an ocean to kill Germans. He understood why, he guessed. Nonetheless, it still seemed so strange. In the future, Gene declared, there would be no more wars. Nations would find new ways to resolve their differences. Doris and her sister agreed that that would be wonderful, but the young private had only begun to speculate. People would eventually dedicate their energies to more productive enterprises, he said. Doctors would operate without scalpels, diagnose diseases without ever touching a patient. Cars would travel without wheels, and airplanes would fly without wings, and machines would not only work, but think. And Gene's eyes were dancing as he envisioned the greatest future adventure of all, mankind reaching for the stars. We'll discover other worlds out there, he said. Eventually other people as well. Well, Daisy and Doris were wide-eyed now, and even after the young soldier told them I'd best be going and walked out into the night, the two sisters talked about him and wondered about him and hoped that he'd be all right. Years passed. The war was over. The girls were women now. Still together, they moved to Florida. One evening, Daisy turned on the television. A show was just coming on, a new show, in that autumn of 1966. And whose name did the sisters see emblazoned across their television screen? That's right. The unusual, unmistakable name of the soldier boy whom they had bade farewell decades before. We must write to him, Doris insisted. And they did. They reminded him of their long-ago encounter in New York, told how impressed they had been with him, particularly with his ideas of what the future would bring, and how they weren't a bit surprised to learn that he was now producing a television series about the future. Daisy and Doris wished him luck. They sent the letters in care of the local television station on which they had seen the show. How could one have expected them to know that the television producer whose name they had seen was not the young private to whom they had spoken in April of 1917. It was the same name, all right. But the producer, Gene Roddenberry, was Private Gene Roddenberry's son, was the next generation another young man of soaring imagination. And you think you've guessed his television creation. You're right. The series that boldly took its viewers where none had ever gone before. Star Trek. All these years you've known that show, but now you know the rest of the story.
Yes, the rest of the story. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRGN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It's exactly 7:30. Here's the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We Energies wants to raise rates, and you can let them know about those plans today. The power company is holding public hearings this week in Racine and Milwaukee to gather feedback about their proposed rate increases. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. It's already facing opposition from local officials and environmental groups concerned about affordability and clean energy goals. People can voice their opinions at the Chavez Center in Racine today. A missing Kenosha man has been found. Kenosha police spent part of the day yesterday looking for a 22-year-old who has been found and is safe. It'll be an interesting night at Racine City Hall. The city council meeting tonight faces potential disruption as six members threaten to boycott. They're protesting what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of authority. The dissenting council members argue that the mayor has limited their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. The absence of all six boycotting members would prevent a quorum that could lead to an early adjournment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin farmers keep moving the harvest along, and as we expected, yields are a little erratic. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We'll get some perspective from a grain merchandiser watching the trucks cross the scale. That's up next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Earl Pellick is a grain originator for Insight FS in Exonia. He says, as we expected, yields have been a little erratic. He said, so far, the soybeans that he's seen ranging between 30 bushel to the acre, the highest 68 bushel to the acre. And he said, in areas where there was a lot of moisture this spring, we're seeing small beans.
The thing that we have noticed is in those low spots, those wet spots, basically immature beans, green beans being the main issue that we've ran into early on. With that, we basically have seen some smaller beans that have, you know, that when you shake it through, those will come through. However, it's few and far in between, I would say, at this point. But that should go away as, you know, as we get further into the season and, you know, the beans have a little bit more time to mature. So we are already kind of seeing a decrease in that. It was really in those early maturity beans or those low spots that we've had that concern.
That's Earl Pellick. He is a grain originator for Insight FS in Exonia. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, as of Sunday across the state, we had about 30% of our soybeans already harvested. Numbers are next.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing. Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
An alarming day in dairy trade yesterday. Barrel cheese dropped 15 cents, taking that price to 2.14 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny at 2.12. AA butter up 7 1/4, 2.80 and a half. This morning, as far as the grain trade, December corn's down 2 right now at 4.23. November beans are down a dime, 10.47. And December wheat's down 6, 5.78 a bushel. We'll see you at World Dairy Expo officially starting today. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We're gradually going to see the wind dying down here through the day. Our high 66, the wind northwest, 15 to 25 this morning, down to about 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop to 47 tomorrow. Sunshine, 71 on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, current temp 62.
I'm on a strict running program. I started yesterday. I've only missed one day so far. I'm serious about it this time. I'm serious about it. I tried cross-country skiing last year. That's a tough sport. Here's a little tip if you're going to try it. Start off with a small country. And go the width, not the length. Chile's a good beginner's country because it's only like this wide.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. No, there's no break. There's no break. There's no break, but I got you. I got you. This is not television. This is no break. This is just happening now. You're not watching television. Interesting. It would be nice to be able to take a break, though. If you're talking to somebody and there's a laugh or a lull and you don't feel like talking, just say, I'll take a break. I'll be right back. That'd be good, wouldn't it? That'd be nice.
Ah, The Rolling Stones. It's 7:39. Right now it's partly cloudy, 65 degrees here at Radio Park.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
News, timeless hits at WRJN. I wonder what you're doing tonight. 7:42. I'm Don Rosen. A 20-year-old man got so mad after his mother threw out his prized comic collection that he took it to court and refused to settle. Now, this kind of happened to me. My mother, when she was moving, threw out my Beatle ticket stubs that I saved for my Beatle concert I went to in 1965, threw them out. She also threw out my high school diploma. And I asked her, I said, why did you throw that stuff out? And she said, if it was important to you, you would have taken it with you. So I say to this guy who's 20 years old and his mother threw out his comic book collection, if it was important to you, you would have taken it with you. I could have written a book on things my mother told me. And it was so true. If it's that important to you, why didn't you take it with you? You knew eventually I was going to throw them out, right? All right. Sunshine today, high 67 right now. Partly cloudy, 65 degrees at Radio Park. Here we go.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids on her finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low hip her. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like to my back. Devil with a blue.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Devil with a Blue Dress on. 7:46, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You know, more than half of parents say they can't wait for their kids to move out. And when their kids finally do leave, here are the top 10 things parents are looking forward to. Peace and quiet. Having more money left over every month. Freedom. Less housework. The chance to take long weekends. Converting their kids' room to an office or gym. A chance to move. Going on a once-in-a-lifetime trip as a couple with no kids, booking a cruise, and ditching the family car and buying something, you know, two-seater-ish, like a Lamborghini, maybe? Yeah? I left home at 21. I don't know if my parents are doing the celebration dance when I finally moved out. They might have been doing that, you know, dancing all over the house. I don't think so, but they might have been. They'll say, it's 21. When is he leaving already? Well, I left at 21. Never came back. But I don't know if they were celebrating. I don't think so. I think my mother didn't want me to leave. At least that's what she said. Who knows? 7:47 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. You got to keep it right here.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring the return of Pumpkin Caramel Kringle. O&H's special blend of pumpkin, spices, and smooth caramel has made it an annual family favorite. It's a sure sign that fall has arrived, so be sure to pick up one this week. While at O&H, grab several pumpkin donuts, rolled in cinnamon sugar or with cream cheese icing. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN. Told you was a man who thought
Get Back. That was the name of a documentary about the Beatles. I never saw it. I got to get that someday. I love the Beatles. Hey, WRJN's Big Deal Store is full of great savings and all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Just log on to WRJN.com and take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. You can get a certificate worth $40 for $28, a $20 certificate for only $14, and click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Listen for our Big Deal of the Day. Twice a week and save 50%. Now, that's half off, right? 50%? Yeah, that's half off. 50% of all kinds of food, services, and merch. Check it out at WRJN.com, the Big Deals tab. It's 7:53, looking for sunshine today. Right now it's cloudy, 65 degrees, here at Radio Park.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have, fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a glove. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherishes the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
the Association Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Someone in Pennsylvania is stealing chainsaws from vehicles. In 1 week alone, they've stolen 11 chainsaws. How many people are keeping chainsaws in their vehicles? Ah, speaking about vehicles, here's Ides of March at WRJM.
Hey, well, I'm the friend, the stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'll get a ticket to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Local news and timeless hits. That's March Vehicle at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and the legendary frequency you can hear everywhere, 1400 AM. Well, people on social media, by the way, have you ever, before I tell you the story, you ever go on your phone or your computer and you look up your Wi-Fi and you can see your neighbor's Wi-Fi on there as well? All right, people on social media are revealing the best Wi-Fi names they've seen their neighbors use. Now, I just took a couple of them here. One is called Mom, It's the One. The other one is New England Clam Router. I like that. But here's my favorite one. Go on next time, and when you see the list of Wi-Fi names, be scared when you see this one. FBI surveillance van. Whoa. It's 8 o'clock.